Hello?
Oh, hi, Josiah. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think we got cut off in the transfer.
Okay. No worries.
Yes, hi. So I have your billing in front of me. Were you calling back to update the payment?
Yes, I was.
Perfect. Okay. So my only question, is it still the 3390 Taylor Road for the billing address?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card whenever you are, unless it still ends in 0254, then we could just put the new expiration.
I think that's the same card. Does it start, with 4-4?
It doesn't show me. Let's just put it in just to be safe. You said it was 4-4 what?
4494.
Okay.
6547.
Got it.
5806.
Okay.
0254.
Okay. And expiration?
827.
Okay. And the code?
026.
026. Boy, I can hear you a lot better than earlier. Earlier you had that machine going or something, huh?
Yeah, that was a large machine that I work with.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. But I wanted to let you know, I just tried to process it, and it said suspected fraud, so you might get an alert on your phone that Local Splash is trying to process $29, and probably once you accept it, then I can try to process it again.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how the banks are these days. Sometimes they want to be extra safe.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a name. Do some updates real quick.
Sure.
Does it send a text message or something?
Every bank is different. Some will send a text message. Some will send you an email. Some you just have to go on their app and just, you know, kind of see it. They'll put a flag on the app like, oh, you know, Local Splash is trying to process $29. Is this accurate? And then when you say yes, then they let you process it again.
Okay. Let me see how that was set up here.
I know. I had one earlier that had the same thing. It said fraud, and then after he went in and did something on his end, I was able to process it again.
I wish I knew. I had this set up. Sorry about that. If anything else, I have another card that I can just process it, and then I'll need to...
Yeah, I could do that, and then I could even put this one back on file for next month if you choose to keep it on this one. We could do, like, a one-time payment and then go back and, you know, put this one, or if the one-time payment works, we could keep that one on file, whatever, you know, you feel more comfortable with.
Okay,
so let's do that. So still the same billing address for the other card? On Taylor Road? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then go ahead. I'm ready when you are.
4342.
Okay.
5628.
Got it.
3176.
Okay.
7180. 8/9.
And expiration?
10/24.
Okay, and the code?
9/23.
Okay. So let me get your authorization on this one. We'll make sure it processes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, of course. Okay, this one worked. I got the green light. So do you prefer to leave this one on file, or do you want to go back and put the other one on file for next month?
Well, it's going to expire soon, so let's put the other one on there.
Okay, I've saved it on a side note here. So it's 4494-6547-5806-0254, right?
Believe so, yeah.
And then 8/27, or I'm sorry, 10/27, right?
No,
eight. It's eight. Okay, that's right. I was getting the I was getting the one time payment mixed up because this one was 10. Ten and the other one's 8. Okay, 8/27, and then 026, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. So that stuck. So we have you all squared away. We got that payment for you on the one time, and then moving forward, you'll be billed on the original card, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Josiah. Thanks for taking care of that, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
You as well.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.